Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Resident Midday 180 golf expert and golf player Austin Price of VolQuest.com joining us right now. Austin, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys, and yourself?
Doing very well, Austin. I want to talk about SEC Media Days and Jeremy Pruitt. You can't really take away a lot from events like this, but I thought that Jeremy Pruitt seemed a lot more prepared than I've heard and seen from him in other media appearances. It seems like he really took this seriously, and I thought did a pretty good job overall. What was your big takeaway from Jeremy Pruitt?
I agree. We kind of talked about it on the VolQuest podcast today. You know, do you feel like he was coached up? I said, you could tell he was coached up, but it was also real enough to realize he's just getting better in those settings, Chad. We talked about before, you know, Nick Saban does his, you know, assistant coaches a little bit of a disservice by not letting them talk that much. And Coach Pruitt's going to go that same route. And I don't think you have to talk a ton, but if you talk every so often, I think it prepares you for the media onslaught when you become a head coach and dealing with other things like fans and that kind of thing when you become a head coach. Because if you're not used to it, you're not going to be great at it at first. And I thought it was his best moment as Tennessee's head coach on Wednesday. I thought he was really, really polished and handled the Aaron Murray stuff really well. And just across the board, I thought he did a really solid job on Wednesday and showed some personality, which is good to see.
Well, and there was some news that came out of that also. Trey Smith, J.J. Peterson. We learned some things about this roster, and most of them from a Tennessee perspective were positive. What can you tell us about those guys, and also the latest on Brant Lawless at a Nashville Christian?
Well, with Trey, you know, he's continued to check all the boxes, and, you know, he continues to progress. Coach Pruitt, not as firm saying that, you know, the whole contact thing, kind of skirted around that saying nobody's cleared for contact yet. But, you know, as we've been saying on VolQuest, you know, Trey Smith has done everything, you know, and been, you know, continue to be cleared every time he goes and gets checked out. He's went out of state and seen specialists, and the reports have all been good. And that's great news for him because he's Tennessee's best player. He was obviously voted first team All-SEC earlier today. And so there are high expectations for him. And that offensive line, frankly, needs Trey Smith. And then if Brandon Kennedy can give him something and then get a couple of these other players healthy, then that offensive line becomes more formidable. As for J.J. Peterson, I was kind of shocked that Coach Pruitt went as so far to say absolutely that he would definitely be here. You know, obviously still some things to clear up, but all signs point to him getting things done. It's just taken him a while to get all of those things done. And as for Brant Lawless, you know, depends on who you talk to. Continue to hear that, you know, he's got a chance to make it into Tennessee. You know, at the same time, he may choose to look elsewhere. We'll see what his decision is over the next week or so. But I would expect to hear some news on Brant Lawless in the next week and a half as we get closer to the start of fall camp.
Austin, one last question for you. I thought it was very strategic in the places and schools that Jeremy Pruitt mentioned in his opening remarks, just happened to be places where they're recruiting some of the top players in the country.
Yeah, I mean, start, you know, with Memphis, and, you know, you could, you know, be talking to Bill Norton, or you could be talking to Maurice Hampton or Christian Williams. Obviously, more, I guess, directed when you think about Charlotte, North Carolina, and Quavaris Crouch, Huntington, West Virginia, and Darnell Wright, and then Fort Lauderdale, Florida, with Chris Bogle. So, this is kind of his way to sub message these.
It was a way to skirt NCAA rules, which was brilliant, and still talk to those
correct.
Guys.
Totally within the rules, and Tennessee very wisely, you know, put that out there on Twitter so everybody could have a second look at it, you know, later that day. So Coach Pruitt, a crafty move by a guy that gets the recruiting game as well as anybody.
Austin Price, at Austin Priceless on Twitter. He is with VolQuest.com, always doing a terrific job with us and a lot of great stuff at VolQuest.com, so check that out. Austin, thanks so much, man. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Thank you, guys.